Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
For tuning in to that. There's Nothing New Under the Sun. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Landover Hills, Maryland, along with my big sister, Sheila G. How you doing, Sheila G?
I am blessed, blessed, blessed.
I know that's right. And my good friend and mentor, Dr. G. How you doing, Dr. G?
We're blessed.
Praise the Lord. Good to have you guys back in the studio. A belated happy anniversary, wedding anniversary. Celebrated 26 years on yesterday.
Yes,
say to God be the glory.
God is good.
I was there on the front row and saw what happened right before my eyes.
Yes.
So the road may not have been easy, but I thank God you don't look like what you've been through.
Hallelujah.
And that's a mouthful, amen?
Yes, it is.
To know that God has been with you all of those years,
yes.
Amen? Through the good, the bad.
And the ugly.
And the ugly. Songwriter said that I've had some good days, I've had some bad days.
Mm.
But all of my good days outweigh my
bad days.
And I won't. I dare not complain.
That's right.
Why? Because God has been good to me.
Hallelujah. Yes, He has.
And
yes,
we
he
thank
has.
God for all the storms and the ups and the downs and the hurdles and the situations and circumstances that He's brought us through. And, you know, when we study in this book of Ephesians, it is letting us know where we are as far as our relationship, our position with God. And because of our relationship and our position with God, that we have a different perspective on walking this physical earth, and as our daddy says, this living business, dealing with the day-to-day drama. And so Paul gives us insight on just letting us know how that the position that we're in. And when you're in a good position with God, when you're in that position with God, Sheila G., there's something about the attitude that you have during your day-to-day walk, because you know that you're whose you are and who you belong to.
That's right.
And and when you have that, Dr. G, there's a certain assurance that you have.
Amen.
That even though come hell or high water, you still know that God is able to lift the standard and keep you even in the midst of the storm.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Just thank God for His keeping power. We finished up chapter 1 on last Thursday. And we're starting on chapter 2. And when you look back at chapter 1, that last verse, in verse 23, it says, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. And when he's talking about that, he's talking about Christ being the one that fulfills, that sustains all of us. And when you have all-sufficient Savior, what happens is you begin to understand that whatever you need, God will provide.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that understanding that whatever you need, God will provide, what happens is you begin to see things differently.
Amen.
You begin to see things in a spiritual realm, mm-hmm, instead of a physical realm, because these challenges are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, okay, these challenges have come, but I know that now I'm in the position of a believer, I know I'm in a position of favor, that these challenges are not going to overwhelm me.
That's right.
And what we have to do is we have to trust God to know that we are in that position. And that's the enemy's job, is to try to get us to think that we're not in that position.
Mm-hmm.
But God, through Paul, lets us know what has happened. And see, that's the thing about studying the Bible, Dr. G,
mm-hmm,
is when you know it for yourself. It's not someone, somebody told you.
That's right.
This is something I know for myself. I saw it in the Bible. I read it in the Bible. I believed, mm-hmm, it by faith. And now I'm living it. And so now I know for a fact. And so when these challenges come into my life, I can go back to the word of God and say, this is what God said.
Mm-hmm.
My situation might be this way, Sheila D.
Right.
But this is what God said about me.
Right.
And so you speak that to your situation,
yeah,
speak that to your circumstance,
yeah,
and you stand on the word of God.
Right.
And so here, the Apostle Paul in chapter 2, he's talking about how we were saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
And what grace did for us in chapter 2, Ephesians 2, verse 1, it says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. And so, in a way, what Paul is saying, he's saying that you used to be like this. and when you tell somebody, yeah, I might not be all that I want to be,
mm-hmm,
but I thank God that I'm not what I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Paul is doing, he's telling you, you used to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
And when he says you used to be this way, what happens is he's establishing a basis to say, yeah, you used to be this way, but.
Right.
And when you have that but, that means it's not the way it is, and that there's something that comes after it. And so he breaks it down, and you have to quicken who were dead in trespasses of sin. What do you mean by quicken? It means that you were born alive.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you were spiritually dead. We were spiritually dead, but God brought us alive again.
Mm-hmm.
So our state before we were made alive in God was that we were spiritually dead. We was walking,
right,
around,
mm-hmm,
living, breathing,
right,
moving. But spiritually we were dead, and because we were spiritually dead, we couldn't understand the things of God.
Right.
So hence we went about trying to please the things of the,
right,
flesh.
Right.
And
making it worse.
And making it worse, bumping our head and bumping our head.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he says, and you, in verse 1, chapter 2, verse 1, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses. And in verse 2 he says, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world,
mm,
according to the prince of the power of the air,
mm,
the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So what he said is you act like the devil that
Come
you
on.
Follow.
Come
you
on.
Act like the prince that you follow, the prince of the power of air. That's
right.
Satan. That's his realm that he dwells in. He said, this is the way you behave. He said, this is the way you had your conversation, and you walk just like the devil.
Right.
You walk like your father, the devil,
right,
in those times past. And so when Paul is speaking to the church, he's giving us a reality check to say, look how far God has brought you from.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And see, nobody can forget where they came from.
Right.
See, that's when we make a mistake, Sheila G, when,
mm-hmm,
we forget where we came from,
right,
start looking down our nose at people,
right,
and forget that we too used to walk
right there with
just
you.
Like that,
mm-hmm,
Sheila G.
Right, and that's one of the biggest problems. It goes back to the whole thing of judging other people instead of reaching down, picking up your man, and helping to carry him,
mm-hmm,
because we do. We forget where we came from. We didn't just wake up day, and like you were saying earlier, be able to just look at your circumstance and challenge and know
That's
that regardless
right.
of what it is, God is going to take me through and bring me through. We did not just arrive that way. We woke up and arrived that way. We had to grow,
mm-hmm,
and it is our responsibility to reach down and help others to grow in grace just like we do.
Amen, amen.
And we continue to grow.
Amen.
And Dr. G, I think sometimes people think of Satan as that cartoon character with a red cape, with horns,
yep,
and a pitchfork, and they think it's a fairy tale. They don't understand this prince of the power of the air, or how he has the ability to influence situations
mm-hmm.
on earth.
Amen. You're right. And you know, I've preached about that a couple of times. I've let folks know that Satan is not that little fella in that little red suit
mm-hmm.
running around with a pointed tail,
mm-hmm.
with a pitchfork and horns, sticking you and trying to force you to do things. He is tempting you
mm-hmm.
to do things, but he is nowhere like what the cartoon figures portray him. This thing was real.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And he is a spirit.
Amen.
Right.
And let's track back to Matthew, and we want to track back to chapter 4 of Matthew, and to look how Satan
right.
interacted
mm.
with Jesus.
Hello.
At the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I scream loud and I cry loud and I preach loud that if Satan is going to mess with Jesus in his earthly ministry. Why do we think that we can get away with doing stuff in the flesh and not after the spirit like Jesus?
Right.
I know how the God get tired of hearing me say the enemy knows more word than you do.
Come on.
You
right.
need to get into the word, get the word in you and apply it to your life.
Right.
Because the enemy is like a roaring lion, Dr. T, going
yes,
to and fro in the earth seeing
yes,
who he
is.
May devour.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand why we don't understand why we keep getting our butts kicked.
Come
mm-hmm.
on.
Because we're not into the word and the word is not
right.
in us and we're
that's
not
right.
applying it to our lives.
That's right.
When God has laid it out and revealed it to us in his word, and like Dr. G says, Satan is in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He's the prince of the power of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we see the account of Jesus running into Satan at his beginning of his earthly ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look at chapter 4 of the book of Matthew, it says, Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Obviously, you said it. The enemy tempts us.
Yes, he does.
He puts situations
uh-huh.
in front of us on a daily basis that would tempt us not to obey God.
Amen.
Right.
It's the way Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
He tempted them in a way that he didn't make them do it.
Right.
Old Flip Wilson used to say,
the devil
made
me
do it. But that was a lie from the pits of hell, too.
Uh-huh.
You can't with his old dress wearing self.
Come on there.
But he was a comedian. But what is we have to understand the tactics have not changed.
Right.
It was the same tactic for Adam and Eve. It was the same tactic for Jesus. It's the same tactic for us.
Uh-huh.
It's a thing of tempting, it's a thing of smoking mirrors
mm-hmm.
to get you to see that what your situation is can't be fulfilled or changed by God,
right.
only you do it this way, the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
or perpetrate a fraud can change it. So
right.
here he is, he's tempted by the devil. In chapter 4, verse 2, it says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. Now, what does this tell us, Sheila G., about fasting? That fasting in the will of God will give you an enlightened spiritual understanding
mm-hmm.
of what's going on around you.
Right.
Right.
In other words, when you deny that flesh, the flesh has to sit back and behave
and lean
on the spirit.
Right.
But the flesh is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. It'll fight back.
Yeah.
It'll kick. It'll scratch. It'll call.
Yeah.
But if you're fasting on a regular basis, your spiritual enlightenment will be heightened
mm-hmm.
just like Jesus. He's getting ready to go through a ministry, an earthly ministry, where he's going to have to die for the sins of the whole world.
Right.
And so he said, I need to fast, I need to pray in order to deal with the attack that's going to come against me. And what does he say in verse 3? It says, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, and he said, command these stones be made bread. And again, like we're studying in Ephesians, what Paul is trying to tell us, he's saying, understand what your position is.
Amen.
Know what your position is. Don't let the devil come in and tell you that you're not saved and sealed by the Holy Ghost, because he'll come in and he'll throw so much at you, and you'll be like, man, am I really saved?
Mm-hmm.
Man, is God real?
Okay.
Man, why has this happened to me?
Mm-hmm.
I went
mm-hmm.
to Bible study.
Yeah.
I went to church.
Yeah.
I paid my tithes. I did all this. Why is this stuff happening to me? And so here Satan is telling Jesus, if you're the Son of Man.
Right.
Like he doesn't know he's the Son of Man.
Hello.
Like he doesn't know he's God. But he's still coming after him because he knows that his flesh is weak.
Weak.
You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And he's going to say, well, he's in a weak state. I'm going to tempt him with some bread.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first
now go outside thing. The wheel and eat this bread, Sheila
right.
G.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I really see that a lot with our teenagers.
Yeah.
You know, you raise them, you put that foundation in them, you tell them they're going to be tempted, and because they're getting to really get a sense of their flesh
mm-hmm.
and the worldly things,
they smell themselves.
They're smart to smell
mm-hmm.
themselves. So all of a sudden, that spiritual part of them is not being fed, and that temptation, and that's what Satan does with them. It's like, okay, they're starting to smell themselves,
mm-hmm.
so let me start tempting them in that area
exactly.
to make them think they're grown.
Exactly.
And he does that. He hits them right there. And then the next thing you know, you're like, now this child, and I know this boy,
mm-hmm.
why all of a sudden are they doing things like that when you know they know? It's because Satan knows where they're weak.
Exactly.
And that mind is weak.
Yes.
And that's why regardless of what they're doing or whatever they're going, you still got to keep making them go to church, go to church. And then they'll get it after a while.
Right.
But that's exactly what Satan does at their weakest moment.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. G, that temptation, he knows, Satan knows what to tempt us with.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting there listening to Sheila G. But, you know, if you take it a little bit further and you get to the young adult stage,
right.
that you would think that they've been through enough to know better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the opposite. And you're right. The enemy knows even mm-hmm. at that stage
mm-hmm.
just how committed we are to the walk of Christ. And if we're not, he's going to hit us in areas that we're not, have never seen before.
Run roughshod.
Yes. Run roughshod. I mean, some folk, they want a man. They want to get married. They, you know, they want a house. They want this. They
right.
want that. And they leave God out of it.
Right.
Rather than putting him first.
Mm-hmm.
And then when trouble comes.
But they yielded to Satan.
Right.
Like, I got you. That's right. You, the things of the world, what
mm-hmm.
he was talking
exactly.
about there. They see all these things of the world, and they want it all.
Absolutely.
And instead of saying, okay, I'm going to wait on the Lord and wait and see what which direction God wants me, they get that impatience.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan is telling them, look what they got.
You can have it right now.
You can have it right now. And then they get in it, and Satan's like, mm-hmm, I got you.
And Sheila G, Dr. G, people must think that Satan is dumb.
Yes. They don't really believe in him.
They must think that he doesn't know what you are doing and what the world, and he has a history of mankind.
That's
he knows what's going to make every young man, every
young woman,
every old man, every old woman.
Uh-huh.
He knows the game. He's never seen these folk before.
Amen.
I'm going to run this same game.
Come on.
And the majority of them going to fall down.
Because
they're not going to get in the word. They're
all
not going to fast. They're not going to take the spiritual thing.
Right.
And I'm just going to beat them up.
Mm-hmm.
And until they understand this is a spiritual battle where I have to be able to bring my flesh under the subjection of
that's
the spirit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That is the key. That is the key.
And so here, Jesus, it's right in the word, but you know, a lot of times if you just hide it in there,
mm-hmm.
folk ain't going to pick it up and
read
it.
Right.
Too hard.
And so here he's hungry, beginning of his ministry, tempted by the enemy, Satan trying to take him off his game. And you see so many people begin to get into ministry, Dr. G.
Hmm.
And as soon as they say, I'm accepting my calling.
Amen.
I'm going to do this. Hmm. I'm going to do this.
Uh-huh.
The enemy says, oh, no,
no
you're not.
Not.
All right. All right.
Because I knew you back when.
Hello.
And I know what you like or don't like.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to work on this. So now you're not going to be successful in ministry.
Right.
But you're going to be a mess in ministry.
Right.
Oh, we could write a book on
yes.
that.
Yes. Yes.
People making a mess of ministry.
Right.
Talk about
mm-hmm.
it.
Because they don't understand the spiritual side
right.
Of what the enemy's trying to do to them.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're making a mess of ministry, Satan is happy.
Yes. Amen.
And so here he's trying to make a Jesus ministry a mess. And so when he tells them, okay, you're hungry, go ahead and make these stones bread if you're the Son of Man. In other words, prove yourself. And so what does Jesus do? In verse 4, he said, but he answered and said, it is written. In other words, he took him to the Holy Word.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
He took him to the Scriptures. He took him to the Word of God. See, the only way that we are going to be able to overcome the temptation of the enemy is to know the Word, to be able to apply the Word to our lives. There's one thing of knowing it, but it's another thing to be able to apply it to the situation.
That's right.
And so when he hit him as with this physical thing, mm-hmm. if you're the Son of God, he went to the Word of God in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, and it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's where we got to get to, Sheila G.
Mm-hmm.
When the temptation comes, when that temptation comes, say, yeah, you married, but she's a fine somebody.
Come on now. Come on.
You need to go to the Word of God in Hebrews 13:4 that says marriage is honorable and all,
mm-hmm.
and the bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers shall yeah. be judged.
Right.
You see how easy yeah. the temptation comes, and mm-hmm. she's winking and smiling and doing everything she mm-hmm. can to take your attention. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 13:4, right. marriage is honorable and all, and the bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers shall be judged.
Right.
I'm not trying to be a whoremonger. I'm not trying to be an mm-hmm. adulterer, and I'm not trying to get judged. By God, I'm gonna mm-hmm. go home to my spouse,
and that will redirect your thoughts like a cold shower.
Amen.
Better than a cold shower.
Exactly. Everything.
Amen.
If you're looking at your situation and say you've gone through a lot of challenges, and you just want to say, you know what, forget it, it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
This Christian life, this Christian walk, is not worth it. But then when you say that, and it comes to you, something as simple as Christ is with me always.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ.
Exactly.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Exactly.
The more you say those things, the more you can say, okay, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
Grant, my father just said that yesterday.
Yeah.
This too shall pass.
Amen. Amen. And Dr. G, how do we think that this is not the only way to get through? There is nothing else.
There's nothing else. But we're still, a lot of people are still, you know, they're thinking in that fleshly mind. And when you're dealing with the enemy, it's got to be a spiritual thinking. Your mind has got to be set on the spirit. Because as long as you try to fight him with that physical, you're going to lose every time.
Amen. And it's like Jesus is setting the example.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to learn how to get from A to B,
mm-hmm.
the blueprint is right here.
Yes.
It's mapped out to say, okay, and they'll tell you, the Bible says, this is going to happen.
Right.
This is what's going to come up, and this is how you get through it.
Right.
Jesus, through Matthew, saying, this is how the enemy's going to come at you,
mm-hmm.
and this is how you're going to get through the enemy's attack.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he lays it out simply like that. And he's not telling you something that he heard.
No.
He's telling you, this is what I went through, and this is how I got there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus, in his earthly, he had to go through an earthly state in order to demonstrate to us how it's done and how to deal with the sin in the world, because sin happened in the flesh, so he had to come in the flesh to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, this is how y'all going to have to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can come if you want or hold if you want, but you got to come this way. And so he quoted the scriptures. And then Satan came at him again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up, man.
And that's the way our attack is.
It's always right. gonna come.
Our attack is, it's relentless, it's never stopping.
Right.
So you just can't say, okay, I did it that one time and it's going to be all right. The next hour, the next day, it's going to be right back in your mug.
As long as you're alive.
Thinking again.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we go in verse 5. So he got mad in verse 5, Matthew 4, verse 5. He said, then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And verse 6, he said, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God. Here he is again,
mm-hmm.
questioning your salvation,
mm-hmm.
questioning your position,
mm-hmm.
questioning your relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can sow those seeds, are you questioning, am I a
right.
child of God?
Right.
Why is this happening to me if God is real?
Right.
If I'm in a privileged position with God, why do these problems keep coming in? Why does this thing keep tempting me? Why does this keep dragging me back? That's his whole plan, is to get you to forget about God and do the things contrary of God. And so he can go and point his finger at God and accuse you of not being godly and accuse you of not doing the things that God asks, so he can falsely accuse you before God.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to destroy your relationship with God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says again, if you be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is. So here he's going to the scripture.
Come on.
Dr. G, does Satan know the scripture more than Christians?
Yes.
He knows
yes.
it.
Yes.
That's how he knows how to get
yes.
at you.
Because, see, we forget that he is a son of God
mm.
and that he was thrown out of heaven.
Mm.
But that bad boy knows scripture,
mm-hmm.
and he knows more than what we do.
So Sheila G., why do we remain ignorant to the fact that he knows scripture and can quote it and then twist it?
Amen.
And that's why you can attack him with the scripture, because he knows the scripture.
Exactly.
And if you throw it right back in his face, it's like, ooh.
He has to back off.
He has to back off because he knows the scripture and he knows it's the truth. So that is why it is one of the best ways to get through that, is to just say that, you know, I'm victorious, this, that, and the other, because he knows that you're more than a conqueror. He knows that when that enemy is coming at you and you say to him, God will make him my footstool,
yeah.
when you hit him with that word, he knows the power of
right.
the word
right.
because he knows the word. If he didn't know the word,
right.
he wouldn't say
it. Right, right. And so it's the word is powerful all by itself. And so when he says resist the devil, he'll flee from you.
Mm-hmm.
You resist him with that word of God.
Right.
And but I'm still at the stage, and I've just asked the question. I guess I'm just ignorant. I just asked the question, what is it that people don't understand? This is the only way that you can do it. I tell them, if I could have some fairy dust or a magic wand, I would stand at the back of the door. As soon as anybody walking the door, I'd hit them. Bam! Get that word in you.
Come on.
Or when they come in and sit down, I take a bucket of fairy dust and bring and get it to so they can get it. But you can't get it by getting hit in the head
nope
with a
now.
Magic wand
nope.
or with a bucket of magic dust.
Right.
You got to get it from the word of God. It has
right.
to be. It says faith comes by Romans, what is it, Romans 10, I forget, 17,
mm-hmm.
I believe it is. It says faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And the hearing of the what? The word of
God.
Did I quote that right? Let me do that. Romans. I don't want to lead nobody straight. Romans 10, verse 17, yeah. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, in order for us, Sheila G., to get to that point where we can speak that word by faith, we got to hear it.
That's
right.
Whether you're reading it, whether somebody's speaking it,
mm-hmm.
we got to hear the word of God. Then that word of God becomes like a power source inside
right.
of us.
It does.
So that the Spirit can use it to do the battle, that the spiritual battle in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have any ammunition,
right.
How are you going to win the battle?
Mm-hmm. There it is. And it goes back to answer your question, is because God gives us free will. You know, God could have his own fairy dust, but he wants us, gives us the free will, and he wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. And man tends to walk by sight. So if they don't see it, they don't see the importance of it. And they don't see it, and they don't realize that the devil is showing up in these things
yes.
that they see.
Yes.
And that's how he attacks man, is by going through the things
mm-hmm.
that we see.
Mm-hmm.
And without us realizing that, you know what, that's a spirit that's coming up through those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to fight that back, I need to have that spirit in me to fight it off. And in order to do that, I need to get into God's word.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it is a faith walk. It is me realizing that once I start doing this
mm-hmm.
and I don't stop doing this,
mm-hmm.
then will I be able to grow. Then I'll be able to deal with the things of life. But man wants to
mm-hmm.
walk by what they see,
mm-hmm.
what they feel,
mm-hmm.
instead of by faith and the spirit within them.
Man,
but
so
you
that
know,
spirit lies dormant.
But, mm-hmm. but, you know, my problem, I find my problem, especially when I'm preaching or teaching to folk, and it's gotten to the point that I've had to stop and just ask folk, can I get everybody, you know, body's attention?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much of everything going on. They're chattering, mm-hmm. they're talking. Mm-hmm. I've even told them, you look, y'all put your phones away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see your phones out during church service
mm-hmm.
because they get so busy. Some sitting there
mm-hmm.
texting.
Mm-hmm. They're
in the back. They're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not paying attention to the word.
Amen.
And, right. and so that, and we know that they're not studying, they're not reading it.
That's right.
And they're definitely not hearing it through the preach word.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my problem.
If they were walking by faith, they would be hungry for the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
right.
And then
That's
that
right.
way they would listen to the word and they would leave on Sunday or the sermon
That's
hungry.
Right. That's
and
right.
then
That's
they
right.
would be hungry enough to want to go. And that's why Satan uses the things of this world, whether it be a house, a
mm-hmm.
car, a
mm-hmm.
phone, even job.
Or man or woman.
Man
Hello.
Or woman.
Mm-hmm.
That should be at the top of the list.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are things that we can see, we can touch or feel, and now realize that if we step out on faith,
mm-hmm.
that spirit will take things and make them secondary.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why, and we have to want to do it.
Right.
You can't beat it. That's
right.
why, you know, Pastor G finally said, you know what? Why do I keep trying to beat this into
Amen.
These people?
Exactly.
Let me just go into prayer.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen. And you know what? I find that even when, well, while counseling newborn Christians, you know, getting them to understand that if you step out on faith,
right.
God already knows your situation.
Right.
And he'll give you the strength. To make, I mean, they can be in some miserable
mm-hmm.
situation,
mm-hmm.
but because they're afraid
they
to
see.
Step out on faith,
mm-hmm.
it's all about what they see.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go through hell until they get to a point where I'm sick and tired of being
sick and tired.
Right, because you're not feeding yourself. God can't give you the vision of what life could be like once you go through it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be tough to go through it, but I'm going to be right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get that vision of what it's going to be like once you go through
Amen.
It.
So would you say that Satan is good at his job?
Oh, he loves his job.
Yes.
He loves his job. He knows exactly what
he's a chief executive officer.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
And he got rules with an iron fist.
Yes,
mm.
he does. He loves it.
And the thing that I found out, Dr. G, Sheila G., is that he has the influence to even make Christians
Come
act
on.
Like the devil.
Hello.
Yes, Lord.
Hello. In church.
Yeah.
That's a bad joke.
Yes.
And his key thing that he messes with is people's emotions.
Yes.
Feelings.
He's
emotions. More than feelings.
Yes. He messes with people's emotions, whether it's, ooh, I think I'm in love.
Uh-huh.
Or whether it's, ooh, I can't stand that person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, ooh, I wanted to be on a program.
Yeah.
They didn't ask
yeah.
me
yeah.
to be on
yeah.
the program.
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole jealousy thing.
Yeah. Envy. Strife. Division.
Mm. And that's all emotion.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if we get into God's word, the humility in us would rise
ooh.
Up. And half of the things
ooh.
That happen that go through our emotions wouldn't even happen.
Ooh,
because
Come
it
on.
Wouldn't matter.
Make a difference.
Amen.
It doesn't make a difference.
It wouldn't matter because everything I do, that's why I love Colossians 3. Everything that I do, I'm doing it under him
under
anyway.
God. So it doesn't make a difference.
So it doesn't make it. And I know that God is not a respectable person, so he won't favor
Right.
Something
right.
over. He doesn't favor different people for blessings.
Wow.
My blessings are my blessings.
Come wow, on. Wow. So I should be happy for the other
That's
person.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. But, again, it comes with this faith walk with his word. Jesus was hungry. Satan was on his game. But Jesus used the word. He quoted the word. And so if we go back to Matthew, the fourth chapter, and we see that Satan is quoting scripture, can you imagine Satan quoting scripture to you and you don't even know the word? That's just devastating. That's just devastating. You don't.
That's what people get this mess about. Well, God knows my heart.
He sure does. And what he said to Jeremiah, he said, it's desperately wicked above all things. but if you look at Matthew 4, verse 7, it says, Jesus said unto him. In other words, Jesus said, I know where this attack is coming from. I know how to deal with this attack. He says, it is written again. In other words, you have to use the word prophecy over and over again.
Right.
He says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So here he's quoting Deuteronomy 6:16.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's not coming up with anything that off the top of his head. He's coming out with the word of God that has power, inherent power all by itself. It's like dynamite. And every time Satan would come and try to put something to him or twist the scripture or quote it incorrectly, he would give him the word of God that dealt with the situation at hand. And that's where we have to get to the point as Christians. We have to know the word for the situation at hand and by faith apply it to the situation.
Right.
It's one thing to know it.
Right.
But it's another thing by faith to apply it. So you got a lot of people that get involved for the Pharisaic or the Sadduceic reason to be seen by other people as a higher class than somebody else. Look at me, I know this, I know the word. And you have Christians who can quote scripture back and forth but ain't living nothing. Ain't living nothing. They could tell you from the pulpit, well, it doesn't say that. That's why I always go back and make sure that it's the right scripture, because you'll come down at the pulpit and somebody tell you, well, that wasn't at that or that wasn't at that. And, you know, and so you always have to be mindful of the enemy trying to use that person in the congregation.
And
so he says it is written again that you shouldn't tempt the Lord thy God. And so when you see that what that he's the prince of the power of the air, which Paul was talking about, you have to understand he's relentless with his attack.
That's right.
The things that you watch on TV, he's relentless.
Come on.
How many sexual innuendos on every commercial?
Hello.
Even at the time where your little kids are watching,
they're
talking about Viagra and Cialis and all this stuff and all this language on TV.
Yeah.
I've never seen the type of language and sexual innuendos so vividly on every show that you watch.
Right. It's definitely out there. And that's why you have to counteract that. And the one thing that I do like about the interaction between Satan and Jesus is that Jesus knew that he was emotionally weak.
Yes.
Jesus knew that he was tired, he was hungry.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
if he yielded to how he felt, he knew how he felt.
Yes.
So he did not respond to Satan based off how he felt.
Say that again.
Not respond to Satan based off how he
say
felt.
Say it one more time.
He did not respond to Satan.
I'm
going to
ask you to say it one more time.
All right.
He did not respond to Satan
based
off
how he felt.
So even when I'm weak, I should not respond to
Satan
based upon
how
I
feel. So that means when you're in the funkiest of situations, you do not respond to that Satan because that's of Satan.
You're going
to
mess it up.
Hello.
If you respond to it based on how you feel, you will mess it up every time. That's why it's important to know the scripture, because you don't have to be emotionally fit to do that. All you got to do is say what scripture applies. This is what it says. This is like, okay, this is knowledge. This is not coming from me.
Yep.
This is something that's here. Let me just pull this out, because if I say what I want to say, if I do what I want to do, all hell will break loose.
Come on, preacher. Good God Almighty. Yeah.
And that's what you notice. Nothing is him. All of it, he's like, okay, let me pull out the word. Because if I say how I feel or what I'm going through, it's just going to be all messed up, and I will lose.
Amen. Mm. But you have to be trained, and this is why in Ephesians, we'll see that later on in chapter 3 and chapter 4, that's why he's given, Lord have mercy, I don't want to jump ahead of myself, that's why he's given spiritual gifts to the church to train the church for the edifying of the body, that the body might be built up and perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works. In other words, he's given the church everything it needs. He's given pastors, he's given evangelists, pastors, teachers, preachers. But if you're not allowing yourself to be placed in a position where you can hear the evangelist, you can hear the pastor, you can hear the teacher, this is what he's given to the church. Mm-hmm. And the teacher or the preacher or the evangelist has been equipped supernaturally to teach you what you need to know, so that when this stuff comes up, you'll know what to say.
Right.
And when to say it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you're out watching whoever and what did it,
come on.
And the only thing that you give to the Lord is 2 hours on Sunday.
Oh, Lord.
That is not going to teach you how to fight the devil.
Now, if the job requirement requires a MBA,
come on.
The first prerequisite is that you got to get your BA.
Yeah,
well,
and you got to study.
And you got to study, then you got to get your MBA.
Mm.
Right.
That's if you want to make that kind of money.
Right. All right.
If you want to be that successful.
Right.
If you want to be successful.
Hello.
Right.
Spiritually.
Spiritually,
you
meaning
time into it.
You're fighting off the attacks of the devil because they're going to come.
Amen.
Whether you are in Christ or not, they're still going to come. And if you're not in Christ, they're going to keep coming.
Oh,
and you can't
goodness.
Deal with them.
And, you can't deal.
And you're going to be worse. Whereas
you know.
When they come when in the spirit, when you're in Christ, it's like, okay, come on. I may wobble,
yeah.
but I'm not going to fall down.
Amen.
But you know, the thing is, people, they won't slow down long enough until they do get hit with something
mm-hmm.
right.
where the Lord has to wake them up and shake them up
mm-hmm.
because they're full speed ahead
mm-hmm.
off of those emotions
mm-hmm.
that
right.
you talk about to get this, to get that,
mm-hmm.
to be this and to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when God slows them down,
mm-hmm.
puts a roadblock, then he gets their attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so that's the point of, when you recognize that this is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
When people get to the point where they recognize
mm-hmm.
this is what I need, then people are making arrangements
Hello.
To get what they need.
Right.
Mm.
But
right.
until until it becomes that important to you,
right.
Hello.
That this is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
What you can't do anything against the devil. And God can't do anything further for you until you realize for yourself a personal decision
Thank you.
That I've tried all the rest of this stuff.
And it ain't working.
And it ain't working.
It's
not going to work. I've tried this. This is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring all that temptation and stuff in front
right.
of me, but this is what I need. That's why I'm here on Thursday night.
Right.
That's why I listen and study my word on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I need.
Come on.
Because I know this flesh is a bad mother touch
in
my.
Come on.
Put it in
there. Come on.
I need it. I don't know about anybody else.
Right.
I'm not perpetrating the fraud.
I know I do.
I know if I don't get that word in me on a
yes.
daily basis,
yes.
I don't pray and go before the
yes.
Lord on a regular
yes.
basis,
yes.
let
yes.
me get tired in me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll act just like the devil.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When he's talking about some of you were like this,
mm-hmm.
that was me. I raised my hand.
Yes.
I like the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll act like the devil.
All
yes.
right.
All of us.
Yes.
Come on, man. We're in the flesh.
So I know if nobody else needs it Thursday night, mm-hmm. Kayson going to drag himself in
right.
here and ask the Lord to give me the strength because
mm-hmm.
I need this.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. I definitely need it.
And with all of that, we all need it, even if we go to church on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
to be able to decipher whether or not that preacher is telling the truth.
The truth. You know it for yourself.
Exactly.
You got to know it for yourself.
Hello.
Got to know it. And you're right. Every single day, I know, and every single morning, I don't really start my day without praying
what?
And reading and hibernating in my bathroom and studying. Somewhere. I ran my daughter out the bathroom. I said, you need to get out of here so I can finish my devotion.
Hello.
Because I don't want to start my day
mm-hmm.
until I have a piece of word or something inside of me.
I need it.
Communicating with the Lord to come on, let's get this day going. I can't do it.
Amen. And it's just like your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Let your vehicle get close where it starts running on E. Excitement.
Yeah.
Come on.
It starts running on excitement.
Come on now.
In other words, the car gary shut off.
Come on.
Because it ain't got nothing else to run it, so it's
Amen.
Getting excited.
Amen.
That's the way we get when we don't get it work.
Oh, yeah.
Something right. gonna happen and it ain't gonna work right.
Right, right.
You
right.
need to get filled up. We need to get filled up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the word said he's given us people to fill us up, to
mm-hmm.
feed us, to teach us, to edify us so
mm-hmm.
we can do the work of the ministry.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
why the work of the ministry can't get done
Uh-oh.
Because the folk are not getting in a place where they can get fed what they
Come
need
on,
to do
right.
to do the work.
That's right. That's right. And then people aren't recognizing when God does step in and do things. You know, I had an experience this week with my oldest son,
mm-hmm.
and he was going through, but I didn't know he was going through.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord created something and things that happened in a certain way
mm-hmm.
that put me and my daughter in his path to see that he was
oh,
going
okay.
through.
Gotcha.
And then I was able to call and talk to him
yeah.
and point him in the direction of the Lord, which is why he's saying he puts people in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had not had that connection with the Lord,
oh my God.
The Lord wouldn't have said,
right.
the Lord wouldn't have said, okay, let me set this up. so that you guys will see that he's going through, so you can build him up.
Amen.
And he's like, okay, I'm good.
Amen.
I'm good. And just that simple encouragement. He just needed encouragement.
Exactly.
But had he not been walking closely with the Lord,
amen,
the Lord would not have been able to speak to me, to speak to him, to be able to get that situation under control.
Amen. Amen. And that's what has to happen when you stay in tune, when you stay in that contact with what's going on in the spirit realm, because the flesh will get you going.
Come
you
right.
be out
Come
there
on.
Looking like a fool.
Hello.
Quick, fast, and a hurt.
Right.
Big time.
But that's why I said I need this, because I know me.
Right.
It's like when my daughter was in a car accident on Tuesday, and the state trooper tried to tell her some stupid stuff. Now, if I didn't have a way to it, y'all would see me on the news. Preacher goes to jail. But because the word was in me, it kept
right.
me calm, kept me cool, and we
and
dealt
God
with what we needed
out.
To deal with
God worked it out.
In the car.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was, it would just have been stupid. It would
right.
been dumb.
And it would have made worse.
It made it worse. Dumb.
Right.
But because you're in the word on a daily basis,
right.
the spirit can tell you what to say, how to behave,
right.
and how to address the situation
right.
where it works out, where God gets the glory.
Right. And God will rescue you.
Amen. Hallelujah. You say
God,
that again?
God will rescue you.
Say it one more time.
God will rescue
Say it a little bit louder.
God will rescue you.
I think
you.
I might preach on that Sunday. Lord have mercy. But look, we're going to have to get some callers on the line. We got some folk on the line. When I say the last four digits, it'll be the last four digits of your phone number. Let's get 1741. 1741, you're on the air.
Good evening, Pastor. Pastor Gregory and First Lady. Pastor
Kayson. Hello. Good evening. How you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you all doing?
Good. What do you think about this using the word to go against the temptation of the enemy?
Well, that's all we have, Pastor, to use is the word, because the word is truth. And
Amen.
God honor his word. That's what he gave us. And our power lies in the word of God. We have his promises. And
Amen.
when we know what we entitled to, and we have the faith and believe it and trust God, God is going to act on our behalf. He's going to let the Holy Spirit act on our behalf. And every born-again believer has that promise if he choose to accept it. And Jesus
Amen.
Told us, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I'm going to send
That's
you
right.
That's
another
right.
comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to teach and guide you and lead you into all truth. And so we have weapons. We have that weapon, and that weapon is the word of God.
Amen.
But as for me, and I speak for myself, I know that the only time the weapon it can be powerful and I can use it is when I stay close to God.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you for your comments. Keep staying close to God. All right. We're going to go to 2122. You're on the air.
Happy Thursday. And I greet
Happy
you
Thursday.
Last one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Romans 8:5 and 8:8 makes it very clear. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. For they that are after the spirit, what? The things of the spirit, they mind the things of the spirit. And verse
That's
8,
right.
so then they that are in the flesh, what? Cannot please God. Real
Amen.
Simple, all right? Get to the word. Do like Jesus, set a good example. He rebuked what Satan said through the word of God. And that's
Amen.
All I have to say.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for that word. All right, we're going to go to 5904. 5904, you are on the air.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I'm just sitting here enjoying listening to everybody explain the Bible verses and to give me a better understanding, because I'm still learning. And I know the only way I can learn is to sit and listen to you all who have given us the opportunity to hear how the verses apply to our lives as individuals,
mm-hmm.
what God wants us to do. So
amen.
I thank
God bless you.
Amen. We're going to go to 7971. 7971, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I have thoroughly enjoyed the teaching tonight, and we know as Christians that the Word is the only tool that we have to fight
mm-hmm.
back. And
amen.
When we are applied to our lives and we implement it when times get tough and things don't go right in our lives, and we turn to the Word and God answers and does the things that it says it's going to do for us. And
amen.
He's always committed to us, to his promises to us. And
mm-hmm.
when you see all of these things materialize in your spiritual walk, when you call on him, it is such a blessing and a joy in your life.
Amen.
It's just
amen.
Like
amen.
Like a blood transfusion that you get
mm-hmm.
to boost you, to let you know you're going to live again.
Oh, amen.
You
feel
so
amen.
Low in your, and when things go happen, and then when you turn to that word to fight your battle for you, and God
amen.
Comes through, it's no greater love, no greater feeling than to know
mm.
that his word says he never leave you nor forsake you nor leave
my
you.
Goodness.
It is it's awesome. It's just awesome.
Yes, it is.
And
yes,
that's
it
the
is.
Only way. That is the only mm. way. And we should always know that we can go and call on him and he
mm.
will answer.
Yes,
I
he
am
will.
A living testimony.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
And if we all would do that, a lot of doctors wouldn't be getting rich off of us.
Amen.
Amen.
So we would be all stressed out.
Woo! Amen.
That
amen.
Is
amen.
The that is the answer.
All right. Well, thank you for your comments tonight. All right, Sheila. Sheila G, we looked at two of the things that Satan came to Jesus with in Matthew 4. And one was, you know, bread, and he quoted Deuteronomy. And then the other one was cast yourself down.
Just jump.
Mm-hmm. And he used Deuteronomy again. And then if we go back to Matthew 4, and he goes to verse 9, he says, and he said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down
hmm.
and worship me.
Hmm.
And that's what Satan always tries to do. He tries to give us the easy way out.
Right.
But it's not the godly way.
Right.
He said, take the easy way over the godly way.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're presented with that challenge, a lot of times the flesh will say, go ahead and take the easy way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The godly way is too narrow.
Right.
But,
hard. It's too hard.
But the way to hell is has a wide gate.
Mm.
And the way to heaven has a narrow gate.
Mm.
and so he tries to show us the wide gate.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Come on.
Mm.
But it's not the right way. And so here he is again, Jesus using the word of God in Deuteronomy 6:13, he says, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so here he is again, using the word of God to overcome the temptation of the prince of the power of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you get to a point where God realizes that you are getting weak, you're getting tired, you're battling
yeah.
with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And God is true to his word, Dr. G. He said he won't put more on us than he can bear.
That's true.
And so what will happen is now he'll tell Satan, that's enough.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I love. And this is one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible, Matthew 4:11. It says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came
and
ministered
unto
him.
Hallelujah.
We don't know about the ministering angels that are around us.
I don't think we
talk about it enough.
Uh-uh.
When people were talking about it on the phone about we'll get the relief, we'll get the victory,
amen.
God has dispatched ministering
mm-hmm.
angels
mm-hmm.
to come around us, whether there be a physical angel or a spiritual angel,
right.
mm-hmm.
to come and to renew us and to bandage us up and
right.
to hold us up
right.
and to comfort us mentally, spiritually,
right.
and physically
right. mm-hmm.
when we've been through the battle.
Yeah, yeah.
And many of us have entertained angels unaware.
Right.
That
right.
we didn't even know that they were in our presence by
mm-hmm.
your bedside
right.
ministering
mm-hmm.
to you
mm-hmm.
because you've been through hell and back.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And that's why we can say, I don't look like what I've been through.
Hallelujah. Boy, you're getting right around this room now. Who?
That's why we can say that, because you've been through it, but then God had the angels administer to you, and because of that, you got through it, and you're renewed. You're renewed,
mm-hmm.
so you don't stay in that spot. You don't
Amen.
Stay in the muck and the miry and that mess that you may have
yeah.
gone through, because God those angels minister to you, so you're like, okay, I'm up.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me
goodness.
Move past it.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me learn for it, so when I get challenged again,
yeah.
I can pull on this past victory.
Mm.
And this is I'm going to let Dr. G, I'm gonna let the secret out a little bit. This is how pastors can continue to go on.
Amen.
Because after you've gone through the holy and you've been torn apart, spiritually, because you're constantly battling for your congregation.
Amen.
You're constantly battling for your family.
Well,
you're constantly battling at work spiritually.
Come on.
And every ounce that's in you, you've made it to the point where now you're teaching
uh-huh.
or now you're preaching, and you're physically and spiritually drained.
Right.
But you've been doing it for 30 years.
Amen. Amen.
But how have you done it for 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's because verse 11.
Hello.
Ministering angels
mm-hmm.
will come and they will minister. They say, Pastor, how do you do it? It's the ministering angels.
Amen.
That got, if they dispatched them to Jesus.
Hello.
Come on now.
Amen.
Hello.
He's got to dispatch them to us.
Amen.
And when you get arrogant, what you think is you, that you set yourself up for a fall.
That's right. That's
now, if Jesus had to have angels come and minister to him,
mm-hmm.
what makes us think we don't need ministering angels?
Amen.
But this is the secret behind the energy that your pastor has, and you need to pray for your pastor.
Amen.
You need
Amen.
To pray for your
Amen.
Minister
Amen.
Because they're laboring all week long. It's a mental, it's a spiritual
yeah.
drain
mm-hmm.
that happens every day, all week long,
mm-hmm.
even to the point with delivering the word,
Amen.
After delivering the word,
Amen.
Counseling,
Amen.
After delivering
Amen.
The word,
Amen.
Trying to go home,
mm-hmm.
getting phone calls on the way home, getting
mm-hmm.
phone calls at home,
right.
all of these things, and then you get to a point where you actually can't move anymore,
mm-hmm.
and then the ministering angels will come
yeah.
in and
give you the increase,
give you and restore and replenish you,
mm-hmm.
and you can go on for those other 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, and people are like, well, how do you do it, Pastor? How do you
mm-hmm.
go to work? How do you do this? How do you do this? If that God is taking care of us,
right.
God is taking care of me, just like he took care of Jesus, and he
mm-hmm.
said he leaves him for a while.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say that?
Mm-hmm.
Then the devil leaves him.
Mm-hmm.
But that joker comes back.
He
comes
back.
He comes back. But
back.
We don't fear. Oh, my gosh, we're running out of time. We don't have any fear of the enemy's attack because
uh-huh.
we know our God
right.
is going to be there to
yeah.
renew us and
right.
to give us the strength to keep fighting the battle.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. That's right.
Amen. But didn't Jesus say, lo, I'm with you always?
Mm.
Even
until the end of the world.
Mm.
Amen.
So
but people,
Christ is there.
But people don't understand that's how the pastor keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he keeps going, even after he's exhausted. He's
mm-hmm.
lost everything. That's why I say people need to pray. Don't criticize. Don't get upset. He's
no.
not going to be perfect. She's not going to
nope.
be perfect.
Right.
But pray that those ministering angels will come, because a lot of times when he's not or she's not perfect, is because they're exhausted to the
right.
point where they flat out gave everything
right.
and they don't have anything
Amen.
Left.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
And you keep dogging and talking
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
irritating and acting
mm-hmm.
a fool.
Amen.
But the ministering angels will come and renew their strength. And people say, how do you do it? And then get back up and do it again.
Yeah.
It's because of greater he that's in me than
yeah,
he is
in
the world. And the ministering angels and people that he stations around me that renews my strength
mm-hmm.
where I can get back up and I can do it again and again.
Yeah.
And some people have done it for 30, 40, and 50
mm-hmm.
years
mm-hmm.
in ministry. And people say, how do you do it? It's not me. It's the God
in me.
And the ministering angels that he stationed around me that continues to give me the strength to be able to stand up and do what thus said the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Now, I agree with everything because I find that that's the truth. The only thing I would say is for those that are true to their calling, is you've got some jackleg ones out there that are not for real. But those that are for real, those that are seriously committed, those angels are doing just that.
Amen. But people, that's, like I said, that's one of my favorite verses. Cause sometimes
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, oh, I don't even know how I'm going to make
Come
it.
Come on now.
But then the word comes back to me.
Right.
The ministering angels will help me get through. And next
Amen.
Thing you know, the strength will come.
It comes right there.
And people say, how do you do it? I don't know how you do it. The ministering angels, that God knows he won't put anything more on me than I can bear. I might not be able to take the 2-3 attacks that Satan got right away.
Right.
But he'll allow me to be able to stand up when I need to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And that understanding of those ministering angels will help many a person in ministry
right.
to know, stand up, give God your all, and God will renew you, he'll refresh you, he'll renew your anointing.
Amen.
He'll refresh your anointing that
Amen.
You'll be able to continue to stand.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a powerful word.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Have mercy, we didn't mean to keep you this long, but it was a great study. Again, we're going to continue to pour out and continue to encourage the body. I'm going to ask Sheila G to close us out in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we once again thank you for allowing us to study and elaborate your word. Now, Father, we ask that this word would go forward and hide itself in our hearts to help us throughout the week, Lord,
yes,
to
Lord.
Be able to fight off the imps that come and attack us,
yeah,
Lord. And we just pray that we will have a blessed remaining week until we meet again. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next Thursday night.
Good night.
Good night.